Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of imaginative prayer. This practice was developed by Ignatius of Loyola in the 1500s to help people come to know Jesus through imaginative interaction with Scripture. As we place ourselves in the gospel stories, God meets and interacts with each of us personally and uniquely. We become a participant in the story and then continue in the story in our heart, our mind, imagination, spirit, and even our body after the reading ends. Today, we're going to place ourselves in the story of the dead girl from Mark 5:21 through 24 and 35 through 43. I'm going to be reading through the story four separate times, inviting you during each reading to listen and to pay attention to something specific as we ultimately move towards finding ourselves in this story. And so I want to invite you now to take some deep breaths and to begin to cultivate awareness and stillness within. During this first reading, I want you to simply listen to the story. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told them, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Now, during the second reading, I want you to listen and pay attention to more detail. What do you notice that the setting is like? What time of day is it? What are the mood and atmosphere like? How do people interact with one another? When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and lived." So Jesus went with him. And while Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Now, during the third reading, I want you to begin to feel yourself in that place. Who or what are you? Are you a person? What are you doing or thinking or feeling? Use your senses. What are the sounds and smells? What are the emotions that rise up in you or in others? When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and lived." So Jesus went with him. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Now, in this fourth and final reading, I want you to experience this story, to fully allow yourself to experience the story as the person or maybe even object you identify with. And when the reading ends, I want you to let the story continue to unfold within you, in your imagination, in your mind and heart, as the person or the object you are, until you hear me say, Amen. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he had put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Amen. Now, I want to invite you to take some time and to consider your experience, reflecting on how it was that you related to the story. I mean, did it stir up any specific thoughts or feelings for you today? Maybe spend some time journaling about it. What might God be saying or inviting you into as a result of your experience? I encourage you to allow this experience to stay with you as you move into your day and into the week ahead. Pay attention. Stay curious and ask the Spirit to illuminate and reveal itself to you.